感谢主带我们这一同聚集在他的脚前。
Thank God for gathering us together at His feet.
我有一个感觉哈，每次和弟兄姊妹有几堂聚会。
And I feel that every time we have several gatherings with brothers and sisters.
在聚会开始前呢，觉得那时间过得好慢。
It seems like the time goes by slowly before we start.
心里面充满着等待和期盼。
And my heart is full of anticipation and hope.
但是当第一堂开始以后，时间就飞快地往前走。
But as soon as the first session starts, the time seems to fly past.
这次也不例外。
This time is not an exception.
那么我们今天已经来到这次聚会的第二堂。
We're already at the second session of this gathering.
明天我们就结束这一次聚会的交通。
And tomorrow we finish this fellowship.
我们相信，当我们有渴慕的心，愿意等候在主的脚前。
I believe that if we have a heart of desire to wait at the feet of the Lord,
主不仅用他自己来满足我们，
He not only himself will fulfill us,
而且他将他的心意向我们开启。
But he will also reveal his new will to us.
但愿每次聚会呢，不仅我们从主的话语领受了，
May we not only receive much from his words,
并且主自己呢，把这个聚会和的心意深深地印在我们的生命的里面。
But that he will deeply imprint his will for us on each of us.
对我们人生，对我们的侍奉都有改变和祝福。
And so that it changes and blesses our life.
今天晚上我要和弟兄姊妹交通第二个子题，就是教会的特性和功用。
Tonight I want to share with everyone the characteristics and function of the church.
请我们先读几处的经文。
Let's first read a couple verses.
以弗所书第一章第三节。
We'll read Ephesians 1:3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
第二章第四节到第六节。
Chapter 2, verses 4 to 6.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
The God who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
今天我们首先要和弟兄姊妹讲到从以弗所书里面看见几个教会的性质。
Today we would first want to share in Ephesians what we can tell about the characteristics and nature of the church.
这性质包含了教会它里面的内涵。
And this includes the content of the church.
或者我们刚才姊妹用的那个字叫做它的本性，它的 nature。
Or rather what the nature of the church is.
那么借着这个里面的内涵和本性，
And so through looking at the content and nature of the church,
表现在我们肉身的一切的活动和生活里面，
We can see how this is manifested in all the activities of our fleshly life.
叫人看见教会和世上所有的人间的团体是不一样的。
So that others can see that the church is different from all other human organizations.
这是我所指的教会的特性。
This is what I mean by what is the unique characteristics.
刚才我们读的两处的经文，
These two passages
we read, 给我们看见教会的第一个特性，本质就是它是属天的。
The first unique characteristics is that the church is heavenly.
神给我们的目的是属天的。
His purpose for us is also heavenly.
给我们的祝福是属天的。
His blessings for us are also heavenly.
给我们的救赎是把我们带到天上的。
And his salvation for us is to bring us into heaven.
我盼望弟兄姊妹，我们大家能够好好的思想，并且深深地印在里面， 教会是属天的。
I hope we can meditate and be deeply imprinted that the church is heavenly.
所以可能弟兄姊妹，我们信主的时候听过有人这样告诉我。
Maybe we have heard people tell us this before.
我们每个属神的儿女，还有我们在一起的聚集，在一起生活，教会，虽然在地上，却不属于这个地。
Although as children of God, when we gather together on the world, we do not belong to the world.
我们住在地上，却不属于这个地。
We may live in the world, but we do not belong to it.
那我们是属什么的呢？
But then what do we belong to?
是属天的。
We belong to heaven.
因为我们重生得救的时候，我们乃是从耶稣基督得着一位，得着一个从上头来的生命，是从天上来的。
Because when we were born again and saved, we received this life from heaven, from Christ.
所以约翰福音里面讲到呢，除了从天降下人就在天的人子，没有人知道天是什么。
And John tells us that besides the Son of Man who came from heaven, no one else knows what heaven is.
当一个人重生得救以后，
But when someone is born again,
在你我里面就是一个世人看不懂的，但是他们却很稀奇的，你不一样。
Then there's something different about you that others may not understand but can notice.
那个叫做天。
This is what heaven is.
今天教会在地上却不是属地的、属世的一个团体。
Today the church on earth does not belong to the earth or to the world.
它乃是属天的。
But rather it belongs to heaven.
我们要稍微的拉到现实的表现的。
And we can talk about how this presents itself nowadays.
很多神的儿女们重生得救是真的。
Many people are truly the born again.
信耶稣基督也是真的。
They truly believe in Jesus.
但是因着不认识教会里面的本质和它的特性。
But because they do not know the nature and characteristics of the church.
所以我们在地上的生活，我们的侍奉，给人感觉呢，教会跟世界差不多。
And our life and service makes it seem like the church is just like the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们会失去很大很大的福分。
We lose out on a lot of the blessings because of
this. 因为神在基督里面为教会预定的福气是天上的福气。
Because God brings us in these heavenly blessings for us through the church in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们不认识这个属天的信实，在我们的里面，在我们的中间。
If we do not know this heavenly nature in us and among us,
我们仍然照着我们原来的在社会上有道德的人的思想，我们来过教会的生活，弟兄姊妹，那是不对的。
Then if we try to live our church life according to our own order and ways, this is not correct.
那是浪费时间的。
It's a waste of our time.
可能人觉得我们很好。
Maybe we think that we're doing well.
但是在神的眼中看是没有价值的。
But there's no worth in the eyes of God.
另外一面呢，我们自己也失去了享受神他一切属灵祝福的内涵。
And we also lose out on enjoying all the content of God's heavenly blessings.
这个属天是因着耶稣基督他在十字架上完成的救赎为我们打开的。
And because of Christ's death on the cross, it opens to us this belonging to heaven.
所以在以弗所书第二章里面讲到，我们从前是死在罪恶过犯中的人。
Which is why in chapter 2 says that we were dead in trespasses and sins.
我们行事为人的跟世界上所有悖逆之子是没有两样的。
That we were the same as walking in the world with all those who are rebellious.
但是我们有一天听见了福音。
But one day we heard the gospel.
来到耶稣基督的十字架的底下。
We came to the cross of Christ.
无论我们是怎样得救的，我们可能问说主耶稣，你到底是谁？
No matter how we were saved or if we were asked who Christ was,
你是不是为我死的？
Or if we asked, did you truly die for me?
主要回答我们这个问题。
The Lord will answer our question.
这个时候呢，立刻我们里面会有一个活过来的感觉。
And then we have this feeling of being alive.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你有没有这样的经验。
I don't know if you guys have had this experience.
我小的时候我的母亲带我信主。
But when I was young, my mother led me to believe in the Lord.
但是我对信主，我只知道主耶稣很宝贵。
At the time, I just knew that the Lord was precious.
但是什么叫做信主，我不太懂。
But I didn't truly understand what it meant to believe.
我只觉得我有需要的时候我可以祷告。
I knew that I could pray in times of need.
但是呢，要我每一天说你这样做，你就是好基督徒，我是做不到的。
But I felt I couldn't do all these things to be a good Christian.
到有一个地步啊，我母亲说吃饭要轮流祷告。
At dinner time, we were asked to take turns and pray.
今天大哥祷告，明天弟弟祷告。后天该你祷告。
And it was my brother's turn, and then it became my turn.
我就跟我母亲起先呢，我就背了一套祷告词，就念一遍，就交差可以吃饭了。
At first, I just recited the prayer that I memorized.
到了有我自己理性开始，而且有一种自己要探索的时候，我就不愿意祷告。
But when I started to be more independent, I didn't want to pray.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们里面觉得这是一个死的东西。
We may think that this is a dead thing.
不活了。
That it's not living.
啊，弟兄姊妹，每一个人，我们得着这个属天的，都是来到耶稣基督十字架的底下。
In order for us to receive these heavenly things, we have to come to the cross of Christ.
我们问主说，主啊，你真的是为我死吗？
We have to ask whether you truly died for me.
你真的是为我胜过了罪和死亡吗？
Did you overcome sin and death for me?
主向我们回答了以后，
And then after he answers us,
很奇妙的，你在祷告就不再是对空气说话。
Then amazingly, you're no longer praying to the air.
我在小的时候，有一次我跟我母亲讲，我不能祷告，我不会祷告了，我也不愿意祷告了，因为我觉得那是自言自语。
One time when I was young, I told my mother that I didn't want to pray anymore because I felt like I was just
talking to myself,
just talking to myself, to the air.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你有没有感觉，如果一个基督徒的祷告啊是没有对象的，是向着空气，像自言自语的祷告，你有一天你会厌烦的。
If a Christian is not praying to anybody or praying just to the air, one day you will get annoyed.
但是你一认真的来到主耶稣十字架底下，
But if you diligently come to the cross of Christ,
问主说，主，你真是为我死了，
and you ask whether you truly died for me,
你忽然发现你有说话的对象，
then you'll find that you're speaking to someone.
你再不是自言自语，
then you're not just speaking to
yourself. 因为那位对象就在你的里面，
because he's in you now.
你活过来了，
that you're living.
是怎么活过来的呢？
and how are you living?
向着神活过来了。
that you're alive to Christ.
以前我们是死在罪中的，
Before we were dead in our sin,
我们在地上像人是活的，像神是死的。
That we are alive to others, but are dead to God.
但是当你一来到十字架的底下，
But as soon as you come to the cross,
就是一呼唤主耶稣，奇妙，我们里面好像活过来。
And as you call to Jesus, then it seems like you're alive now.
所书的作者告诉我们，保罗在告诉我们说，不仅活过来，
Paul tells us that we no longer become alive,
而且我们与基督一同复活，
but that we are resurrected together with Christ.
告诉你说，我们的里面的罪的重担，罪给我们的辖制脱落了。
That all the burden of sin inside is gone now.
这是我年轻的时候唱诗歌，我就觉得这个诗歌不太可能是真的。
Before when I sang a hymn, I felt like it might not be real.
我年轻的时候，我们青年聚会有一首歌啊 ，Rolled Away， 所有的罪都脱落了。
We sing a song about how all our sins are being rolled away.
但是我常常唱完那首诗歌说，主啊，我这里面常常有 guilty feeling 啊。
But after singing it, I still felt I have this guilty feeling.
我常常被定罪，而且我自己也知道我不是个好人。
That I still thought of my sins, that I knew I wasn't a good person.
我会骗我的母亲。
That I might lie to my mom.
其实她都知道我在骗她，但是她不拆穿就是了。
She might have already knew I was lying, but didn't say anything.
我自己知道。
Even though I knew this.
所以这个撒旦在里面的控告是非常真的。
And so then the control station in me was very real.
我自己良心里面的那种不安也是非常真的。
And my conscience was not at peace.
但是当我来到主耶稣时，
When I came to the cross of Christ,
这个脱落了。
All this went away.
这就是保罗讲的，不仅向神活过来，而且与基督一同复活。
That we're not only alive to God, but we're resurrected with Christ.
这个复活的生命是自由的生命啊。
This resurrection life is a life, a free life.
我有一次传福音啊，碰到一位国内来的朋友。
One time when preaching the gospel, I met a friend from China.
我们大家在那里讲的时候，他说我到美国来以后啊，我常常做一个梦。我会飞了。
And then this friend said that when they came to America, they had a dream of flying.
我要去哪里就去哪里，好自由，没有人管我，没有人捆绑我了，定我的罪了。
That I was very free, no one was controlling me. I could fly anywhere I wanted.
有一个年轻学生在新加坡，他告诉我，我说你到新加坡来读书有什么感想？他说我一走进课堂，我就觉得我真像个学生了。
I asked a student in Singapore how they felt, and they said that when I walk in a classroom, I felt like a student.
我可以问问题了，我可以自由地表达我自己了。
I can freely express myself and ask questions.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，复活就是这个经历。我就很浅的话和大家讲。
This is like the feeling of resurrection.
你那一天祷告完起来，这个世界好像不一样了，其实还是一样的，是你里面不一样。
After you get up, the world feels different. It's because you yourself are different.
因为那个从天上来的生命进。
Because the life from heaven has entered into you.
这个生命不仅仅是在得救的时候尝一下。
You don't just taste it when you are unsaved. 让
我们一生活在这个情况。
But that we live our entire life in it.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是靠感觉，我们是凭信心，信心的根据乃是基督所完成的事实和他所说的话。
It's not by feeling, but by faith, which is based on what Christ has already accomplished in His words.
我们就被保守在这个
属
天的地位上面。
And we are kept in this heavenly place.
不仅如此，主呢还把我们与基督带到天上坐下来，与基督一同坐席。
And the Lord, He also, or God also brought us to be seated with Christ.
我可以这样讲啊，我清楚经历重生得救以后，我在思想那一天的经历。就是以弗所书第二章第七节 第六节的话，我与基督一同复活了，一同坐在天上。有好几天的时间，我觉得主实在是叫我喜乐和满足。
When I think about when I was saved, it reminds me of verse 6 here that I was resurrected and sat together with Christ in the heavenly places.
这是每一个神儿女们真实的经历。
This is a true experience for all the children of God.
这也是教会的根源。
And it's also the foundation of the church.
所以昨天我们讲的教会是出生在地上的，不是人组织出来的一个东西。
Yesterday we spoke that the church was born on earth, not organized by people.
天乃是教会的根源 source.
The heaven is the source of the church.
天乃是教会在地上生活所占的地位。
And the heaven is the standing for the church on earth.
The position of the earth on earth, of the church on earth. 那么天乃是今天人我看见教会所占的立场。
And the heaven is also the standing position of the church on earth.
这个立场叫做 ground.
The ground.
我世界上人，我们和世人说话的时候，我不是和他站在同一个立场说话。
That we're no longer standing on the same ground with people on earth.
弟兄姊妹，他是用人的眼光来讲，哦，这个我有什么我的隐私权，我要尊重别人。但是你不是这样的。如果你还是这样，你就失去了属天的立场。
That they are still using their human eyesight to look at everything they're doing. And if we do the same, then we've lost this heavenly ground.
但是我们要能够站在属天立场，我们必须要明白主给我们，主把我们摆在这个地位上面。
But to be able to understand this heavenly ground, we have to understand that the Lord gave this to us.
所以神儿女们在地上像世人一样，可能比世人经历的更多。
Maybe for children of God, we may experience more than others on earth.
世人会误会我们。
Others may misunderstand us, or they may criticize us.
可能是毁谤我们。
They might
slander
us.
弟兄姊妹们，但是我们永远站在一个天的立场，用平安，用谦卑，用温柔的态度。
But we may respond to them on this heavenly ground with peace, gentleness, and humbleness.
天乃是教会能力的源头。
Heaven is also the source for the power of the church.
那么今天教会在地上的表现也应该是把天表现出来。
And the church should manifest heaven as well.
我们在圣经里面讲到天在旧约圣经最具体的一次是在这个或者第一次是在出埃及记24章。
The first time heaven is mentioned in the Old Testament is Exodus 23.
出埃及记24章我们讲到神呢与以色列百姓在西乃山立了旧约。
It's when he set up the covenant with them on Mount Sinai.
我不去讲那个细节了。那一天呢，摩西要以色列人中间的少年人去献燔祭和平安祭。
That Moses had all the young people present these burnt and offerings and peace offerings.
然后用这个祭牲的血洒在百姓的身上。
And they took the blood from the sacrifice and sprinkled on everyone there.
让祭牲的血洒在这个祭坛上面。
And also put the blood on the altar.
然后呢，神就吩咐摩西说：“你摩西还有呢亚伦然后带着70位长老 一起上西乃山。
And our God commanded Moses, Aaron, and 70 elders to go up to Mount Sinai.
他们就在神的面前呢，他们观看神，就是注视神，并且呢，他们也在那里吃喝。
And they were able to be before God, and they ate and drank there as well.
他就描写说，他们看见了神的脚前像明镜的天一样。
And they said that before the feet of God was like a pavement of sapphire.
是那个。那像蓝宝石一样
The pavement of sapphire.
好，我不晓得弟兄姊妹你有没有看过蓝宝石。
I don't know if you've seen the sapphire before.
它是天蓝色的，非常漂亮。宝石中间我最喜欢的就是蓝宝石。
It's like a sky blue. It's very pretty.
因为1986年我在 Vancouver, 加拿大的 Vancouver 服侍。
In 1986, I was serving in Vancouver.
那个时候呢，加拿大办了一次的世界博览会，这个。World Expo.
It had the World Expo there.
那大家都去看了类似的交那个主题是讲这个讲未来的交通好像是。
The theme was about the future of transportation.
Yeah. 但是大家都去看了美国馆啊日本馆啊这些高科技国家的馆。
They were looking maybe at the exhibits for America or Japan.
那排队排太长，我是最不喜欢排队的。
There were very long lines, which I very dislike.
我就是没有人排队的那个这个 Burma 就是缅甸馆，我就进去，一下就进去。
I went to the exhibit for Burma, which had very short lines.
我那天在那里花了很长的时间。他们就是一个乡下的公母，坐在地上，跪着，半跪着，他前面有一盆水。
And the exhibit, there were some countryside workers kneeling down with buckets of water.
他拿着一块石头，用一根好像是有钻石纱的线，在那里慢慢磨。
And they would use a stone to slowly
just go back and forth.
Go back and forth on it.
就他在那里雕凿。把它外面的东西一层一层的磨掉，最后出现一块蓝宝石。
And the goal was to wear it down until this blue sapphire stone appeared.
哇，那一天真是吸引了，蓝宝石这么漂亮
啊。I was amazed by how beautiful it was.
第一个，它是透亮 ，transparent.
It's transparent.
第二个，它里面是 pure， 一点，你拿到光底下一点 defect 都没有，没有斑驳。
It's also pure and there's no defect that you can see.
而且它是 clear.
It's also clear.
而且它是 bright.
And bright.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是一些形容词。教会里面的信子就是基督，它应该是这个样子。
These are all just descriptions, but for Christ, or for the church, Christ is inside.
但是你透过我这个人的个性，透过我的思想，透过我的肉身的情绪，它就变得不透明了。
But once it goes through ourselves, our flesh and desires, it becomes not clear anymore.
我们有过弟兄姊妹在教会一起配搭侍奉，就发现要和弟兄姊妹敞开交通不容易啊。
When people serve together and have open fellowship, it's very hard.
你敞开，他不敞开，你就出问题的。
You might open up, but they might not. A problem arises.
告诉我们说，我们没有站在属天的立场上面彼此相交。
This means we're still not fellowshipping on this heavenly ground.
当我们一回到主里面，你就敞开了。
As soon as you return to the Lord, then you're able to open up.
基督徒，我们怎么样能够常常活在或者站在这属天的立场？
How can we continue to live and stand on this heavenly ground?
还是靠着基督的宝血。
It's through the blood of Christ.
神的儿女们每次来到主面前的时候，靠着主的血，我们向着主就完全的敞开。
Every time we come before the Lord through His blood, we're completely open to God.
不再有隐藏。
But there's nothing hidden anymore.
你知道亚当和夏娃吃了那分别善恶树上的果子。
After Adam and Eve ate from the tree of good and evil.
神到园中来寻找他们，要与他们交通，说人啊，你在哪里？他们躲起来。
When God came to the garden to look for them and said, "Man, where are you?" They hid.
今天我们外面可能来聚会了，但是我的心呢，向着主是躲起来的。
Maybe on the outside we came to church, but our hearts are hidden from God.
因为地把我们里面属天的污染。
Because the ground environment has contaminated our heavenly ground.
是的，弟兄姊妹们，我们要看清楚，是耶稣基督他 为我们舍命流血成全的救赎，赐给了我们这个属天的地位和信心。
May we clearly see that because of Christ's death and His blood that He bled, He gave us this heavenly ground.
所以这是教会里面的它的实质。
This is the
substance.
The substance of the church.
我们每一个神儿里面都有。
And it's in each of us who are children of God.
但是当我们真实在一起生活，在一起侍奉的时候，你会发现我们什么时候被仇敌啊用世上的事情，用个人的情绪去遮蔽的时候，天在我们里面就暗淡了。
But when we actually live and serve together, the devil may use these worldly things and the heavenly part is darkened.
所以请弟兄姊妹，其他的忘记，请大家记得教会是属天的。
If you forget everything else, remember that the church is heavenly.
我们每次来聚会要和天之间没有间隔。
When we come together, there should be no barrier between us and heaven.
我们和主之间没有间隔，我们才可能跟人没有间隔。
If we have no barrier between us and God, then we can have no barrier with other people.
人与人之间很容易有各种的差别啊，有各种的这个不同。
It's very easy for people to have differences with each other.
啊，所以会叫这些敞开明亮的。被遮蔽了。
And so it covers over this, the brightness, the enlightenment.
那第二个特性。
The second unique characteristic.
我们刚才看的在以弗所书第一章第三节讲到，神把天上各样什么福气的，他说属灵的福气。
It tells us that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
这告诉我们说教会的属天的一个表现在我们身上。是从灵里面出来。
It tells us in order for the heavenly part to manifest, it's through the Spirit.
神给我们一切的祝福是属灵的祝福。
That all the blessings the Lord gave us are spiritual.
我要讲这属灵的祝福会有肉身的表现，但是它不仅仅是肉身的祝福。
These spiritual blessings might manifest in the flesh, but they're not of the flesh.
今天许多信主的人呢，在这个点上不领会，所以我们呢就求在地上人认为的。福气。
Many Christians may not understand this, so we ask for these worldly gifts.
所以你就看见了，今天神儿女们中间有一种觉得啊，如果世上人你觉得你是成功的，你是啊，你我呢是可羡慕的啊，那个就是属灵了。
And some people may think that if you are accomplished or doing well in the world, then this is the spiritual way.
比如说呢。你的孩子都很乖，都上了名牌大学，哇！大家就说你们家一定很属灵。
Maybe if your kids are obedient, they go to good schools, they may say you have a spiritual family.
你在最好的这个公司上班，大家就觉得你的神呢给你很多的祝福。
Or if you work at the best company, you think that they're very blessed by God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个误解。
But this is the misconception.、
所以我们看见，在美国的，在本地的哈。讲英语的美国教会里面有很多他们所谓的成功神学。
In American English speaking churches, there are a lot of accomplished.
这个
accomplished gospel theologists.
这他们用简单的就是 if you 这个 successful theology 啊，他们讲圣经里面找到的所有关于肉身的祝福啊。那个就是属灵了。
They think that all the blessings of the flesh in the Bible, those are the spiritual ones.
不，教会虽然在肉身中。
But this is not true because the church is.
但是教会一切外在的生活。
Even though the church is physically here, all the outside activities of the church.
包含我们的家庭、我们的工作、我们的人际关系、我们在一起的侍奉和聚会。
Include your family, our work, our life, our service and gathering together.
神既然把属天的祝福赐给我们，这个祝福是属灵的，就必须把里面那个肉眼看不见属灵的生命表现出来。
Since he has given us these heavenly and spiritual blessings, it must also manifest in the outward things that we can, or the inner things that we cannot see.
所以在以弗所书第一章第三节到第七节那里，我们看见神怎样在没有创立世界以前就在基督里拣选了我。
Here we see that he chose us before the foundation of the world.
我们所以得救不是我们比别人好，乃是神拣选我们。
We were not saved because we're better than others, but because God chose us.
这是一个属灵的福气。
This is a spiritual blessing.
那么他再讲到说呢，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
That we may be a holy and without blemish before him.
我们等一下要讲到圣洁这个点，就是我们再多讲一点。
We'll speak more about being holy later.
弟兄姊妹们，神给我们的福气是要你我成为圣洁。
His blessing is for each of us to be holy.
而不是在别人的面前。
Not just before others.
而是在神面前。
But before God.
只有神是圣洁的，而他的眼中看说你也是圣洁的，那是不得了的福气。
Only God is holy and it's a great blessing to be seen holy by him.
不是你我去修行。
It's not what you and I can try to do.
不是你我去刻苦。
Well, well, you and I may work hard.
我们在神眼中能够，神说你是圣洁的，这是他给我们的一个属灵的祝福。
But for God to say that we are holy as a spiritual blessing he's given.
那么神给我们这个，就盼望我们把这个属灵的祝福活给人看。
And he gave us this so that we can live it out for others to see.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道呢，这一个属灵的事情啊，在我们身上，我们慢慢能够领会一点。如果我们用我们肉身来对照的话。
And when we try to use our physical ways to deal with these spiritual things.
我们的肉身呢，如果一个人是健全的，他的五官都是有功能的。
If a person's all five senses are working well.
你有眼睛能看物质的世界。
That there are eyes to see the physical things in the
world. 我们有耳朵可以听物质的声波。
And their ears can hear the physical sound waves frequency.
Sound wave 啊，所以飞机飞过有音爆，你也可以听得到。啊，家里那个 air purifier 它的 humming sound 你也听得见。
And so that you can hear the sound of an airplane or the sound of an air purifier.
因为这些都是属于肉身的官能。
Because these are all part of our physical senses.
肉身的官能让我们可以跟我们外面物质的世界发生关系。
And they allow us to connect with the physical world around us.
那么属灵的福气，在这属灵的生命里面呢，你有属灵的官能。
But these spiritual blessings allow us to preserve our spiritual life.
这个属灵的官能啊，好像只能意会不能言传似
的。It seems like we can only understand it but not spread it or.
You can experience it but not yet to explain it.
You can experience it but not explain it.
我在服事中常常碰见有弟兄啊或者姊妹讲，我弟兄啊，主的话真是奇妙啊。
I often hear others say that the Lord's word is so amazing.
我问他怎么奇妙呢？他奇妙就是奇妙，我是说不出来。
I ask them how so, they say amazing is amazing, I can't describe it.
但是我今天早上读到那一句话，我里面呢，整个人被主充满。
When I read the word this morning, I felt that my entire being was filled.
弟兄姊妹，那是要你的属灵的眼睛稍微瞥见一点，主的丰富。
This requires for your spiritual eyes to be open to the fullness of God.
我也听过有弟兄姊妹信主几年以后做见证说，现在我知道了，主向我说话，像耳朵听见声音又不是，但是你心里确实知道这是主。
I've heard people testify that it seems like I can hear him, but I can't. But in my heart, I know this is the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，主是说话的主。
Our Lord is one who speaks to us.
他要你属给你属灵的这个信实，你就有一个属灵的耳朵能听见他的声音。
He's given us a spiritual nature and therefore spiritual ears to hear his voice.
所以约翰福音呢、啊、第十章讲啊，主说我的羊会听我的声音的。
John 10 tells us that my sheep will listen to my voice.
我讲一个很实际的 小事情。
I'll bring up a very real example.
有一次我跟我姊妹呢到远东在新加坡服侍。
One time my wife and I went to serve in Singapore.
聚会完了有一个年轻的姊妹很可爱就跑到我们面前来问说伯弟兄请你我姊妹啊请你为我的前面的婚姻祷告。
And afterwards, a young sister came up to us and asked us to pray for her upcoming marriage.
我姊妹就问她，你有没有男朋友？她说我有。
And so we asked her if she has a boyfriend. She says yes.
那我姊妹就问了一个问题。
But then,
你怎么知道他是主给你的？
But then my wife asked whether you know that he's the one the Lord gave to you.
是姊妹一听了就怔住了，这个还要问吗？我喜欢就好了嘛，只要他也喜欢我，那就是主给我的了。
When she heard that, she was stunned and said that I love him. So then, why does it matter whether the Lord gave him to me or not?
但我姊妹她因为自己有过经历了，她就问，她就跟那姊妹说，不、哦，你要问主，主会跟你说的。
But my wife told her that you have to ask the Lord and He will tell you.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一步路都是这样。
This is how all of our ways are.
还有一次我在纽约服侍。
One time I was serving in New York.
聚完会有一对弟兄姊妹很诚恳地来找我跟我的姊妹。
Afterwards, a group of people all came over to us.
他说：“伯弟兄，今天最后一餐饭，中饭，能不能我们跟你们一起吃饭
？”And they asked if they could eat this last meal with us.
坐下来他就问，他说：“这几堂聚会听你和你姊妹交通了，你们每一个服侍都听见主向你说话，是真的吗？”
And they asked that after hearing you speak, is it true that you hear the Lord's words to you for all your service?
我觉得很稀奇，这个问题还要问吗？当然是真的啊。
I was surprised that they were even asking if this is true.
这个人讲什么呢？我自己去找资料，上 internet 拼出一篇道给你们讲吗？
Otherwise, what am I speaking of?
不是的。
This is not true.
我说是的，主会在里面说话的。
I said, of course, the Lord is speaking inside to me.
他告诉我们说，他很诚实啊。他伯弟兄，我信主这么多年，而且我在这里带青少年，从来没有一次听见主叫我说。
And they very truthfully said that I've been a believer for many years. I'm a youth leader. I never heard the Lord speak to me.
弟兄姊妹，这就是属灵跟肉身的对照。
This is the difference between the spirit and the flesh.
教会是属灵的。
The church is a spiritual.
你在每一件事情上面，你可以去问主，你会有一个属灵的官能，能听见主在你里面的回答。
And everything you can ask God, and you'll have this answer from Him.
弟兄姊妹，有好多神儿女们这方面的见证。
There's a lot of testimonies from brothers and sisters about this.
从个人身体生病到一直到教会的前面该怎么走，清楚的说话。
Whether it's speaking to them about their individual diseases or how the church should walk forward.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天在这个点上把肉身的来取代属灵的，教会就是毫无作用在这个世界上。
And today, if we try to replace the spiritual with our own flesh, then the church is useless in this.
所以我们只好用世界的方法来吸引人。
So we try to use worldly ways to draw people in.
弟兄姊妹们，那你得给别人的也是世界，不是给别人自己。
But then, when you're giving to others, it's also of the world and not of the Lord Himself.
你看，神给他儿子所救赎回来的教会，是天上各样属灵的福气。
The church that God redeemed for His Son is of all the spiritual blessings.
我们要好好的思想这个问题。
You have to carefully meditate on
this question. 我们要问主说，主在我身上是不是真的？
You have to ask whether the Lord is true in me.
我年轻的时候真的，我觉得这个是天方夜谭的。我那时候有一位年长的姊妹带领我。
When I was young, I thought that this was
elderly sister.
There was an elderly sister leading us.
Yeah, who trains us.
Who trained us.
她训练我们学习过属灵的生活。
Training us to lead the spiritual life.
她说：“弟兄姊妹，我现在对我的人一点都不为难。”
And she said that this is no longer hard for me anymore.
每天下午我有一点时间，外界看见外面天气很好，我就问主说：“主啊，我现在可不可以出去散步？”
When I see there's nice weather in the afternoon, I ask the Lord whether I should go out and take a walk.
然后我就站在那里等一下，有时候主说可以，他就出去了。
And I stand there and I wait. Sometimes the Lord says yes and I'll go out.
有时候主没有回答，他就不出去。
Sometimes the Lord doesn't respond, so she doesn't.
我当时想做基督徒这么麻烦的。
I thought, is this how complicated?
你想做什么还要问主吗？
Then you have to ask the Lord to do something.
你可以看得出来，现在我知道了，他和主之间呢多么亲密啊。
But I see how of an intimate relationship she has with God.
因为主今天是借着圣灵。住在你，住在我，住在教会的中间。
Because God through the Spirit dwells in each of us and in the church.
所以你我有一个属灵的官能，我们才能活出那个属灵的生命。
So we have to have the spiritual perspective to live out the spiritual life.
如果我们没有这个属灵的官能，
and if we don't have the spiritual perspective,
我们试图要过基督徒的生活，
and we try to live the life of a Christian,
那个叫做宗教，
and this is just a religion,
那个叫做演戏，
or just to put on an act, to perform.
Yeah, 这个字在希腊文就叫做 hypocrisy.
This is hypocrisy.
演戏啊， 就是我们中文把它翻译叫假冒伪善，实际上就是你不是那个东西，但你看别人那个样子你就模仿，那个叫做那个是死的。
Hypocrisy says, even though you are not something, you are put on this act, and this is a dead thing.
弟兄姊妹们，每一个重生得救的人，他必须里面越过越清楚知道，主住在我里面是真实的。
Every person who has been saved has to be clear that the Lord in me is living.
这个属灵的性质，借着他赐给我们那个生命的所有的官能，在我们身上能够从我们肉身中发表出来。
And that as we are able in our flesh to live out all the aspects of the spiritual nature he's given us.
还有啊，我要稍微多讲一点，这属灵的还有各种的福分，比如说属灵的智慧。
These spiritual blessings may include spiritual wisdom.
属灵的悟性 ，understanding.
Spiritual understanding.
还有属灵的能力
，as well as spiritual strength.
这都是在教会的里面。
These are all within the church.
但是我们不认识，我们想要用自己人的逻辑来思考，你就发现我们就是扮演教会的演员而已。
If we try to use human logic to understand this, then we're just actors in the church.
好，因此在教会生活里面呢，非常奇妙。像我们聚会啊，有几位姊妹，老姊妹，他们是不识字的。
In our gathering, there are some elder sisters who do not.
They are illiterate.
They're illiterate.
但是呢，每次聚会读圣经，我们可以请他读一张圣经。
But every time they're able to read a passage for us.
你把拿报纸给他读，他就读不出来。
If you give them a newspaper, they're not able to read it.
是什么呢？
Why is this?
这是属灵的能力和智慧。
This is a spiritual wisdom or strength.
我听过一个弟兄啊，就吴永章啊。
I heard a brother Will.
一个 elder， 他姓吴 ，brother 吴啊。他有一次，他是福建人。
He was from 福建。
他所以他普通话会讲，闽南话讲得更好。但是他是母语。
He could speak Mandarin, but he could speak Cantonese even better.
Fukianese and Mandarin.
And Mandarin.
他有一次到英国去看望弟兄姊妹。
One time he went to England to see brothers and sisters.
他就说，哎呀，吴弟兄你来了啊，在这里有个聚会，很需要有人供应，请你那个组织服侍。
And they said that, brother, when you come here, there's a gathering that needs your service.
但是那边弟兄姊妹全是从香港、广东那边出来，只会讲广东话，连普通话都听不懂。
They're all from Hong Kong or Canton. They didn't even understand Mandarin.
他就到主面前祷告，他说：“主啊，怎么办呢？我只会讲普通话跟福建话。”
And he prayed to the Lord, saying, "What can I do? I only speak Mandarin and Fukianese."
主就告诉他说：“你不要担心。”
The Lord told him not to worry.
就照着我给你的负担感动去讲就好了。
Just speak according to the burden that you have.
结果那天他讲完了，弟兄姊妹就说：“你的广东话怎么讲得这么好啊？”
That day after speaking, they said, "How come your Cantonese is so good?"
他说：“我刚是讲广东话吗？”
He said, "I was speaking Cantonese."
我以为我在讲福建话了。
I thought I was speaking the Fukianese.
弟兄姊妹，这是真正教会的经历。
This is the true experience of the church.
你我虽然很平凡。
Even though we may just be ordinary people.
但是 common people. 但是在我们里面却是。却是 not ordinary, extraordinary.
But within us is not ordinary. It's extraordinary.
因为我们里面有一个性质，从圣灵，我们重生。
Because we have this nature inside of us that is reborn by the Spirit.
我们教会一生的追求是从属地的往天上去，是从属肉身的进入属灵的。
And all the pursuit of the church is from worldly to heavenly, from fleshly to spiritually.
如果我们今天在这个点上都不清楚。我们在地上的生活很可能就落进传统仁义和潮流的里面。
If we're not clear on this, our life on the earth might fall into traditions, into our own ways.
我们落进了我们自己那个思想的观念里面，我们还以为我们在侍奉主。
We fall into our own thoughts and perspectives, but still think we're serving God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们必须要认识教会的特性。
Brothers and sisters, we have to understand the characteristics of the church.
那么接下来啊， 我们讲教会是生命啊。
And next we talk about that the church is,
of life.
Is of life.
教会不是一个人为组织起来的团体。
But it's not something that humans organize together.
也不是一个人建立起来的系统。
Or a system, created by men.
也不是人大家努力建立的一个机构。
Or an, institution that people put together.
弟兄姊妹，或者是外面大家志同道合一起来做的一个 project, 一个工作。
Or just a project that people are working on together.
你看今天在神儿女们中间为这些热心的人很多很多。
There are a lot of people enthusiastic about all this.
比如说我会唱歌。
Maybe I can sing.
我就有一个印象说我要找会唱歌的人跟我们一起唱福音诗歌。
So I have a vision to bring together, those singers to sing gospel songs.
大家就把这个当作他侍奉的中心了。
And they made this the center of their service.
弟兄姊妹，那可能唱的内容是关于基督的。
Maybe the content of their songs is about Christ.
但是有没有永远的价值？
But is there eternal worth in this?
我们看见要看里面生命的成分有多少。
We have to see whether there is, the worth of life in all this.
那个生命呢，不是你我的生命。
It's not the life of you and I.
乃是基督的生命的度量大小在我们里面。
But whether we have all the measure of the life of Christ in us.
弟兄姊妹们，教会啊，是借着圣灵的内住而把基督的生命借着人的活动彰显出来。
The church through the dwelling of the Holy Spirit lives out the fullness of Christ.
所以昨天我们讲到，神要借着圣灵居住在教会中间。
Yesterday we spoke about how God dwells in the church through the Holy Spirit.
教会乃是神在基督里的建造。
And that the church is the creation in Christ.
这个房屋呢，它的房角石就是基督。
That the cornerstone of this house is Christ.
过去那些用石头来建房子的，第一块石头是非常重要的。
When they were building houses with stone, the first stone is most important.
在英文叫做房角石。
It's called the cornerstone.
我们中文叫做基石。它是放在 corner 的，因为它的方向、它的尺寸、它的大小，决定将来盖出来的房屋的样子。
Because the size and characteristics of the stone determines the rest of the house.
弟兄姊妹们，教会是基督在我们身上的建造。
The church is the creation of Christ in us.
而这个生命呢，就是我们昨天讲到那个新人里面的生命。
And this life is that of the new man.
我们原来的生命呢，我们虽然都是挪亚的后代，但是因着历史的演进，人与人有很大的差别。
Although we are all descendants of Noah, there is a lot of differences between humans now.
而且很多的隔阂。
And a lot of different barriers.
很多的 partition.
A lot of partitions.
弟兄姊妹们，在以弗所书第二章从第十二节。第十一节开始。
In Ephesians 2, starting from verse 11.
我们看见了，这一个生命呢，是借着基督十字架的工作在我们身上而增加的。
That this life grows because of the work of the cross of Christ.
从第十二章，我今天不去仔细读它，我们看见从第十二节到第十八节。
From verses 12 to 18.
至少说出几样事情。基督的十字架拆毁了人与人中间隔断的墙。
It tells us that the cross of Christ breaks down this partition between humans.
第二个呢，因为犹太人他们觉得他们是神的选民，他们有律法。
And the Jews, because they were the chosen people of God, they had this law.
他们就轻看那些不认识神、没有律法的。
They looked down on those who didn't know God and didn't have the law.
而这些没有律法、没有不认识神的人也仇视这些以色列人。
And those without God and without the law also looked down on the Israelites.
所以他们中间就有了冤仇。
And so they have this enmity between them.
这个冤仇是借着基督的十字架拆毁。
And this was destroyed through the cross of Christ.
并且不仅呢，基督十字架把这个冤仇废掉了。
And the cross not only got rid of this hostility.
并且呢，他还促使了这个冤仇。
But it also put it to death.
使得呢，选民和外邦人呢， 在基督里面成为一个人。
So that the Jews and Gentiles were one in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，不仅如此，在这个人的里面呢，我们很自然的圣灵住在我们中间，我们就能够亲近神。
But not only this, now the Spirit can dwell in us and we draw closer to God.
这个生命和神之间是没有间隔的。
And there's no divide between this life and between another God. 弟兄
姊妹，教会哈，应该是充满了这个基督的生命。
The church should be filled with the life of Christ.
而不是用人的办法，用人的聪明，用人的资源来进行我们在地上的生活的侍奉。
It should not be with human ways or wisdom or supplies for our service in the world.
在过去的教会历史中，很多服侍主的人在这个点上被主厉害的对付。
In the past church history, many people were dealt harshly by God on this point.
我昨天谈到一点啊，最近因为有印度的弟兄到我们那里来看我，跟我们有交通。
Recently, there was an Indian brother who came to fellowship with us.
那我们就很自然谈到主在印度的工作。
We talked about God's work in India.
主曾经兴起一位他的仆人叫做 Brother Boxing。
He had his servant brother Boxing.
如果你要去查哈 ，Google 你可以查到。他一直被称作 Brother Boxing。
If you Google, you know that he was always called Brother Boxing.
他是1900年出生的。
He was born in 19...
不是1902年好像。
He was born in 1902.
在2000年的时候被主接回去。
And he was saved in the Lord in 2000.
在一般基督教的历史上，在 Wikipedia 上面讲，他是把印度教会 revive 的一个近代主的仆人。
And Wikipedia says that he was a servant who revived the churches in India.
他在二十几岁的时候在加拿大温哥华读 agriculture engineering, 农业机械。
20 to study agricultural engineering in Canada.
但是他在那里呢，他信了主。
It was also there that he believed in the Lord.
主的灵在他身上开始做工。
And his spirit started to work in him.
后来他到了温哥华，加拿大温哥华。
And then he got to Vancouver in Canada.
主的灵特，他因为读了圣经，神的灵就一直感动他，他要服侍主。
After reading the Bible, the spirit of God touched him to serve God.
他在主面前祷告说：“主啊，你愿不愿意接受我做你的仆人？”
He prayed to God whether God was willing to accept him as a servant.
主就跟他说：“啊，我有三个条件，如果你答应的话，我才让你做。”
God says that I have three requirements you have to accept to be my servant.
他很认真啊，在主面前祷告。
Very diligently pray before God.
这是第一个条件。
God gave him the first one.
你要做我的仆人，从今天开始，你不能自己发起任何的工作。
To be my servant from now on, you cannot start any of your own work.
不能做任何的计划。
You cannot make any of your own plans.
每一件事，你就是错了，你要回到我面前来问我错在哪里。
Even if you do something wrong, come before me to ask why it was wrong.
他想想，这个叫是做仆人呐。
He thought, is this what it meant to be a servant?
后来说这也对啊，仆人本来就应该听主人的话。
He thought, okay, that's true. A servant should listen to their master.
不能自己拣选的。
They can't choose things themselves.
他跟主说：“主，我答应。”
So he says to the Lord, I agree.
跟他讲第二条。
And the Lord told him the second requirement.
如果你要做我的仆人。
He says, if you want to be my servant.
你以后我把工作交给你。
If I give some work to you,
你不准把你的工作加入任何人的组织系统，或者把它变成一个机构。
Then you cannot add on to this work any human organization, system, institution.
这个工作是单单的，是我做的，你不过是我使用的器皿，你来归给，要归给我。
That this work is solely done by God, you are a vessel for me.
他祷告主了。主啊，这个也合理。
And he prays
and says, 他答应。
That this also makes sense. I agree.
给他第三个 requirement.
And God then gave him the third requirement.
他说，你从今天开始，你不能在人面前诉苦、哭穷，这个要别人同情你。
That from now on you cannot show your hardships or have others pity you.
Yeah, don't solicit any sympathy from men. 这时候你要出去 鞋子要穿的光鲜，不能穿个破头鞋。人家说，哎呀，这个仆人好穷的，奉献给你，绝对不准这样。
That he should wear nice shoes, not worn out shoes, so that others want to give things to him.
不能在人面前为自己流眼泪。
Or that he should not cry for himself before others.
这个挑战就是要让你从今天开始，你完全依靠我。
This means that he needs to completely rely on God.
弟兄姊妹，这是生命是最基本的学习。
These are the most basic lessons of this life.
这个弟兄答应，他工作也错误过，也失败过。
This brother agreed. He already had failures in his work.
但是每一步路，他跟主之间的关系是生命之间的连接。
But that in every step, his relationship with God was uniting in this life.
我自己见过这个弟兄。
I've seen this brother.
那时候我高中还没毕业，1968年要考大学。
I was still at the end of my high school years.
我们是七月份要考大学。
In July, I had to take the test for college.
那时候快要六月了，有一天我母亲忽然跑到我住的地方来跟我讲，今天晚上不要读书了，跟我去聚会。
It's almost June, my mother told me to stop studying and go to a gathering with me.
我去哪里聚会？就在你住的隔壁巷子，那边有个聚会，我不知道。
And I asked where, so it was right next to where I was living.
那天晚上就是巴新弟兄被邀请到台湾第一场的聚会。
It was the first session of the gathering of Brother Beckett Singh in Taiwan.
我们从外面呢，才走到那个院子的外面，就感觉到那个属灵的空气，哇，整个人觉得好像被洁净一样。
When we even got to the edge of the yard, I could feel the spiritual atmosphere that my whole being felt cleansed.
那天我去了，感谢主，找到前面一排的位置，我就坐在那里，看得很清楚。
When I got there, I was able to sit in the front. I could see clearly.
弟兄姊妹们，你发现这个弟兄，他把神对教会的心意从他肉身中活出。
This brother truly manifested the will for the church from God.
生命。
It was full of life.
叫我印象非常深刻。原来聚会是这个样子。
It has a deep impact on me on what a gathering should truly be like.
当然，聚会厅的灯很亮，但我感觉我心里面是亮的。
It was very bright, but I also felt that my it was very bright in my heart.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神对教会的心意，还有他给教会的祝福。
This is God's will and blessing for the church.
满了生命。
It's full of life.
所以我们今天呢，在教会中聚会嘛，聚会是受益，不是遭损。什么叫受益呢？你基督的生命长大，而不是我这个人变大。
And then the church gathering is so that the life of Christ can increase, not our own selves.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很基本需要认识的点。
This is a very basic principle to understand.
如果我们认识哈，我们有这样的爱慕，那这些属灵的福气都会落实在我们中间。
We have a desire and understanding of this, and these spiritual blessings will fall among us.
我们再接下来讲一点。
And then for our next point.
我们读第四章的第一节到第十六节。
Read from chapter 4, verse 1 to 16.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主一信一喜一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。我们先停一下，这里是一段讲到我们蒙恩得救，神把一赐给我们。那么主的话教导我们的，我们要竭力的保守已经在我们里面的那个合一。
And this section tells us that God has already given us His peace and unity, and we need to grab and keep hold of this.
Diligently hold fast this unity that is given to us.
Diligently hold fast the unity given to us.
好，接下来讲到教会的建造第七节，我们先读 第七节到第十四节，我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以经上说，他升上高天的时候逾越了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。在后面，我们先读到这里。我们刚讲到读了十四节，我们读完了，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。好，接下来十五、十六节，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。在这一段圣经给我们看见，教会是基督的身体。
This passage tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
教会不仅仅是一群基督徒一同聚集而成的团体。
It's not only a group of Christians gathered together.
基督徒的团体和基督的身体是有区别的。
There's a difference between a group of Christians and the body of Christ.
身体在地上用见证的方式出现，是一个团体。
That this body, through the testimony, is a group.
Manifested as a testimony for Christ.Is a Christian group, but more than that. 好，没关系，不要这样。比我们在一起聚集，如果是身体的话，外表上看是一个基督徒的团体。
If we gather together as a body on the outside, it is a group of Christians.
但是呢，实质上在神的眼中看，远比那个远远要多得多了。
But truly in God's eyes, it's way more than this.
乃是在这一群人中间。有身体的实际。
In this group, there's the reality of the body.
身体的实际就告诉我们说，他们人虽然多，但他们却是一。
The reality of the body is there may be many people, but they are one.
这个用英文讲 ，they have unity among them.
That they have unity among them.
在他们中间呢，他们每一个人是一致，比跟别人是一致的。
That they are, they have unity. They are the same with each other.
这是教会在地上。非常重要的一个特性。
This is a very important characteristic of the church.
教会不仅是一群基督徒聚集的基督徒的团体。
The church is not only a group of Christians gathering together.
不仅仅是外面肉身的大家组合在一起。
Not just a physical gathering.
教会根本上它是基督的身体。
But by principle, it's the body of Christ.
他是一个新人。
It's a new man.
他的特性就是他是完整的一人。
And that it's a complete, a perfect unity and union.
对，中文呢，把它称作教会是合一的。
Translated as the church is one, it's union.
Yeah, 这个字啊，中文呢，要讲一，大家不在，这好像不是一个正常用的方式。
The Chinese word is not a very normal use.
既然我们人多了是一，那就是要合在一起才叫一，是不是？
It seems like everyone has to be together to be one.
但是真正的意思不是这样的，因为合在一起就有人工的方式的意味在里面。
Just to be come one together still uses human ways.
所以呢，这个一啊，不是 combine together， 不是组合在一起。
This oneness or union is not being combined together.
就是本来大家是没有关系的，好像这一个东西各个部件呢、啊， 彼此是毫无关系的，现在我把它组合在一起了，它就变成一个杯子了。
It's not just taking unrelated parts and putting them together to become something.
但是它彼此之间的理念是没有真正的连结的。
But that there's still no true connection between the parts.
但是教会的一是一个生命上面的长出来的。
But this union in the church is something that grows out of life.
是生命里面的一。
It's a union in life.
所以我们中文没有办法讲，就讲到教会是圣灵赐给我们的一个合一。
And so it just says that this is a unity from the Spirit.
因为圣灵重生了我们，你里面有基督，我里面有基督，他里面有基督，这每一个人里面的基督摆在一起是完全是一的。
After being born again, we all have Christ in us, and we put Christ together, it's His perfect union.
弟兄姊妹，这真是需要主开我们的眼睛来看见。
The Lord has to open our eyes to see this.
就好像我们人的身体一样。
Just like our human bodies.
我的眼睛里面每一个细胞都是我的细胞。
Every cell in my eye is my cells.
为什么呢？因为它的每一个细胞里面的细胞核里面的染色体 chromosome 啊，都跟身体任何一个我的细胞一样。
Because all the chromosomes in the cells in my eye are the same as any other cell in my body.
但是我的头发也是我身上的肢体。
My hair is also a part of my body.
现在法医的鉴定啊，这个头发可以鉴定是谁的，因为它里面有那个人的 chromosome.
And then you can tell who you are from your hair because it has chromosomes in it.
但是你看的，我的眼睛的细胞跟着头发细胞是完全不同的。
But the cells in my eye and hair are very different.
但它们摆在一起的时候不会有排斥作用。
But when you put them together, there's no conflict.
对，不会有 contrary 就是假的啊。它是完全是彼此扶持、彼此互补的。
They don't contradict each other, but they work together.
弟兄姊妹，这个意念啊，要圣灵坐在我们的里面。
And this is through the Holy Spirit dwelling in us.
我们得救的时候，神把七个一借着我们接受耶稣基督赐给我们。
And after we are saved, God has already given us the seven
oneness.
The seven oneness.
啊，或者是。The seven things, they consist that oneness.
Yes.
这七样事情或者七样神给我们的合起来就是那个一的根基。
He's given us these seven things that consist of this oneness.
保罗说到我们得救你我里面都是只有一位圣灵。
Paul says that after we say we have this one spirit.
然后呢我们呢只有一个身体。
And we also have one body.
先是只有一个身体，因为只有一个圣灵。
We have one body because we have one spirit.
然后我们得救的时候呢，神呼召我们，给我们前面的结局那个盼望是一个。
And after we say we have this one hope and this one end result.
他神给他的跟你给你的给我的都是一样的，同一个盼望。
God has given the same hope to each of us.
然后呢，我们只有一位主，就是我们的主耶稣。
We also have one Lord, which is Jesus Christ.
我们只有一个信仰，就是整本的圣经。
We also only have one faith, which is the entire Bible.
只有一个敬，就是我们与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
And that we also are all together a dead with Christ, buried and resurrected.
然后在我们众人之间，只有一位父，就是我们的神。
And among us is only one Father, which is our God.
那前面呢，神跟我们之间，我们只能称他做神，因为他是创造者。我是受造者。
Before we could only call him God because he's the creator, we are the creation.
但是因着这个信在基督里，我们和神之间关系不一样。
But because of our faith in Christ, we have a different relationship with God.
他成为我们的父亲。
That he's becomes our father.
我们都是他的儿女。
We are all his children.
弟兄姊妹，这七个一哈，在教会的教导里面，就是我们基要真理的那个基本的信仰。
The seven concepts make up the basics of our faith.
每一个重生得救的人应该先从这几个点上面，这叫做基督道理的开端。
And everyone who is saved has to start with these principles to knowing God.
不仅要明白它里面的真理是什么，
Not only understanding the truth in it.
而且让每一个接受主的人在这个真理上都有真实的主观的得着和经历。
So that every person who has been saved has a true understanding and experience of this truth.
那么这一个意义呢，是我们要用基督的那个性情 来竭力保守。
And that this union is kept together by the nature of Christ.
这是我们开始教会生活的起点。
This is the start of our church life.
那个合一见证的起点。
This is the start of the testimony of this union.
所以我们来到这里聚会的弟兄姊妹，我们只问你重生了没有。
We ask people whether you've been born again.
而不是问你在哪里聚会，从哪里来的。
We don't ask where you gather from or where you came from.
因为我们交通了是根据于生命。
Because our fellowship is based on our spirit.
所以以前有主的仆人们讲了，神的儿女们陌生的碰到一起啊，一谈你是基督徒，我也是基督徒，大家交通就非常喜乐。
We've spoken about how when strangers meet, when you find out you're Christians, you have this joy and connection.
一起交通在主里面的经历的时候啊，我们就深渊与深渊响应。
So we have these experiences of about sharing experiences of God. We have this deep constant.
但是过一下就想问了。你是属于哪一个会的啊？你在什么地方聚会啊？
But then later you might start to wonder what gathering you.
因为你就发现这个一中间就有了一个 partition.
After asking this, the partition goes up between you.
你是浸信会的。
That you're
Baptist.
Baptist.
我是卫理公会的。
Or I'm Methodist.
Methodist. 弟兄姊妹，你就看见我们中间就不再有那种交通。
That this fellowship is broken between you.
所以基督徒在这些点上面要用谦卑温和的心，尽可能在这个点上，我们要用生命和弟兄姊妹交通。
You have to go forward with a heart of humbleness and gentleness and to fellowship with life.
然后往前走，我们过教会生活的时候，神有一个目的，要叫我们在整个真理的认识上大家一致。
And as we live our church life, God wants us to have union and understanding all the truth.
那就要借着我们平时啊，用温柔谦卑的心，把个人的领受分享出来。
This is by sharing what we receive with a heart of gentleness and humbleness.
我们只能讲说，这是我现在的领受，这不是标准答案，或者是我强迫你要接受的。你看着，如果你能够接受，太好。
Everyone can only share what they receive, not that it's a standard answer or force others to receive it.
如果你现在还不能，我们可以放下。
If others still can't receive it, we can put it off for now.
这样的追求啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们在主面前就被建立在基督身体里面，成为各尽其职的肢体。
And only in this way can we be built together as the members in the body of Christ.
我相信现在我和弟兄姊妹谈这个问题呢，应该不为难。
And this is probably not a hard topic for me to discuss.
大家都有一点彼此配搭的经验，对不对？
Everyone has some experiences of working together.
我们在一起配搭的时候，你会发现对一件事情，他有他的看法，我有我的意见，我们两个是不行的。那为什么要听谁的呢？
You may find that one person, we have different opinions, and who do we listen to?
如果我们真是在基督里面要追求合一，要达到那个合一。
If we truly want to achieve this union in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们就用基督里面那个温柔，前面第四章啊，第二节到第三节的话，那种的性格来彼此调教。
That we have to fellowship with this character that's described in verses 2-4.
凡事谦虚。
To be completely humble,
温柔
and gentle,
忍耐
long suffering,
用爱心互相宽容
bearing with one another in love,
用和平彼此联络
endeavoring in the bond of peace,
而且要竭力保守圣灵所赐的那个，就是那个根基我们不能去动摇。
That we have to keep the unity from the spirit to not mess the foundation up.
弟兄姊妹，特别在疫情中间啊，
especially
我们在侍奉上就碰到这些的学习。
You often encounter these lessons during the pandemic.
我讲一点我自己的经验。
I'll share my personal experience.
我们有一段时期大家都在家里上 internet 来聚会。
For a while we were all attending gatherings on the internet.
那么有些弟兄姊妹呢就从来不开他的这个 camera.
Some people may never turn on their cameras.
那聚会呢特别对服侍弟兄姊妹是很辛苦的。
And this kind of service is very hard for those who are serving.
你打开你的荧幕了，全部都是黑框框，你这个怎么说话呢？
It's hard to speak to a screen full of just black squares.
我记得那个时候啊，我们就有人问，去问张弟兄啊，张弟兄说我没有办法在线上聚会。
And Brother Guan himself said that he can't meet online.
我没有办法，不和弟兄姊妹啊，有在肉身上的见面，那不叫聚会。
He says that a gathering is not being able to gather in person.
但是我们又不能不聚会，对不对？
But of course, I still have to go to the gathering.
所以在聚会中，我们这个领会的弟兄啊，就提醒弟兄姊妹，请你打开你的 camera.
So our brother tried to remind everyone to turn on their cameras.
那有人就反对了，说你打开你这个侵犯他的隐私权，他的 privacy.
Some people said it goes against their own privacy.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这就是我们讲到天的问题。
This is again speaking of that heavenly way.
你是真正聚会还是你？穿着睡衣在那里吃饭，然后一边听呢、啊，这个是态度的问题。
Are you truly gathering? Are you or are you just you know in your pajamas eating? It's about your attitude.
确实，个人有个人的自由，对不对
？Of course, everyone has their own freedom.
但是你是来不是来跟人相会，乃是与弟兄姊妹一同聚在主面前。一到主面前，每人有自己的学习。
You're not just gathering other people, but you're gathering together with everyone in Christ.
哎，我有一段日子啊，那个纽约有一个聚会，每个月要我主日跟他们有一次的交通。
For a while, I met with a gathering in New York once every month.
头两次交通完了，我就跟那个弟兄讲，能不能放了我，不要让我讲，因为我讲不出来。
After the first two times, I asked if I could be let go. I feel like I couldn't speak anymore.
因为大家都在家里面，他们是不是他们只有那拐 A。管这个 internet 的那个 host， 而且他也不露面，他有一个黑框框，然后就是我。
And because everyone was at home, including the host, there's all black squares, it was just me.
一开始聚会的时候呢，我就变成两个人，有一个 mirror image 在这边，我对我自己说话。
And the gathering started with just me and a mirror image of me.
两个月下来，我跟那个弟兄讲说，我苦死了，我对不起，我真的没有办法讲了。
After two times, I said that I feel like I cannot do this anymore.
那你在圣经上找不出说一定要他露面啊
？So there's nowhere in the Bible saying that you have to show your face.
怎么办呢
？So what do I do?
这是只好忍耐，要叫他认识聚会的意义，这叫是在真道上面合规。
And be understanding to wait for others to understand the way of gathering.
所以我们昨天讲到聚会呢，是我们一同来聚在主归入主的名下。如果他有这种态度，他就感觉我要尊重。他一打开，没事了。
Well, we know that we gather in Christ under His name, then we feel the sense of respect and are willing to open our cameras.
但也有人呢，就希望大家所有都要打开了。
Some people hope for everyone to turn it on.
像昨天晚上我回去，我姊妹她不是一个姊妹聚会。
Yesterday, my wife told me about a sisters' meeting that she serves.
也有二十多条线上来。
There are about 20 people online.
那除了他认识的几个有影像以外，其他都是黑框框。
Except for the few people she knew, everyone else were black
squares. 我姊妹就很着急啊，就是说，请你们一定要打开。
And she was very, she wanted them all to turn on their cameras.
就这些弟兄姊妹，这些姊妹们，他们就打开。
These sisters, they did open their cameras.
他跟我讲，我说，我告诉我姊妹，你可能不了解那边的情形，不要强迫他。
I told her that you might not know their situation. Don't force them to turn it on.
他说一打开看了，他们是在一个人的家里面，背后坐好多人呐、
啊。She told me that when they turned their cameras on, it was a lot of people gathered in someone's house.
因为他们在大陆。
Because they actually were in China.
他们不打开是他们有他们的原因，你要体谅的。
I said they have to understand they have a reason for not turning it on.
在真道上同归于一。必须现在生命上面紧紧的持守那个意义。
In order to be united in the truth, you have to hold on to this oneness in the body.
我们是用主的温柔。
We have to use the
用主的谦卑。
The humbleness, gentleness.
用主的包容。
And the
用主的爱心。
Acceptance and love of God.
用主的忍耐。
Also His patience.
然后用基督的平安服侍弟兄。
And also the peace from Christ to serve others.
你就发现出于神的话语，透过我这个人。有的人因为我这个人拦阻了他不能接受。
When God's words go through us, we ourselves will be a barrier for others to receive it.
但如果这个人呢用爱心用刚才讲到基督的性格出来的时候别人心就得着温暖。
But if I speak all these words with love and the nature of Christ, then others' hearts are warmed.
这个是教会的特性。
This is what's unique about the church.
我们刚开始都不知道，我们都坚持自己的个性。
We may have before held on to our own ways.
认识一个弟兄，他刚蒙恩得救，很喜乐。
I knew a brother who was saved, and he was very joyful.
有一次，他晚上领这个读经聚会，他领诗歌。
He was leading the hymns.
他说：“今天主感动我要唱这首诗歌。”
He says that the Lord touched me to sing.
我已经唱了一天了，你们今天跟我一起唱。我不停，你们都不能停。
Sing it all day, so you have to continue singing it with me.
唱了半个钟头啊。
Sing it for over half an hour.
那个都是学生啊，好多人就开始走掉了。
It was all these students gathering, and some started to leave.
他自己很享受。
He himself.
但是别人受不了。
He enjoyed it, but others couldn't take it.
追求合一哈。我们看见父子圣灵里面是完全和谐。
When we just try to pursue this union, we know that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are completely together.
同生命。
They have the same life.
同性情。
The same character.
同意念。
The same thoughts.
同喜好。
The same interests.
同道路。
And the same way.
同目标。
The same purpose.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在他们里面完全是一致的。
That they are all completely one.
但是是从来不逾越。
But the son will never try to go above the father, or to go in front of the father.
他是完全的顺服父。
And the son completely
降服于父的。
Submits and surrenders to the father.
那么圣灵来工作的时候，从来不表现自己，他是高举基督的。
The Holy Spirit never presents itself about the Son.
从来不表现他自己的能力，叫人去为向圣灵祷告。
The Spirit never shows his own strength or asks others to pray.
所以你看见这个。一里面是非常的神圣，而且是一个大的奥秘。
We can see the divineness and the mystery in this union.
这个今天赐给了教会。
And this has been given to the church.
要让我们从得救到得荣耀，一直在经历和达到。
And that we experience this from when we're saved until glory.
而在这个达到中间呢，你我都被成全。
In order to accomplish this, we all have been.
因为 we are fulfilled.
We all been fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹们。你知道在我们得救的时候，主就把我们在身体里面该尽的功用那个恩赐已经赐给我们。
When we are saved, God has already given us the according gifts to us.
就好像那些生物学家告诉我们说，一个细胞啊，它要分裂要长大，或者一个胚胎啊，它里面的细胞开始分裂的时候，
And just like as we know that for a cell to start to divide,
一个 fetus
start to grow,
as the cell divide, 开始增加，每一个增加出来的那细胞，它已经定将来是什么都已经决定好了。
So all the cells that were divided and multiplied, they already know what they'll become.
绝对不会乱的。
That it does not get messed up.
现在分裂的将来是眼睛，就是眼睛。
That if it's supposed to be an eye, it will become an eye.
还不到它该分裂的时候呢，它不会长出来的，不会长到手上面去。
And then it won't go and be grow out in the arm.
弟兄姊妹，但是我们人呢，我们现在有自由意志啊，我们要明白真理，顺服真理的时候，才会有这种的成长。
But for us, we have free will. When we understand and live out the truth, that's when we start to grow.
而且还需要主话语的这个引导和约束。
And we also need the guidance and guidelines from His Word.
那就是神赐给教会的那话语的恩赐，他们的功用。
And this is the work and the function of the gift of words that God has given to us.
如果今天神的儿女们拒绝神话语的这个器皿，弟兄姊妹，教会就不可能被建立。
If today we reject the vessel of God's words, then the church cannot be built up.
这话语的恩赐就是使徒、先知、传福音的、做牧者和教导的。
And that the gifts of the word is the apostles, prophets, evangelists.
他们有不同的功用。
They all have different purposes.
但他们都是为着成全圣徒，好叫身体里面出现那个该有的功用。
But they're all there in order to fulfill the proper work for the people.
弟兄姊妹，这里面有很多很。很多的学习。
There's a lot of lessons in this.
你知道在第一世纪啊，使徒彼得是传福音的。
We know that Peter was the one who went out to preach the gospel.
把人带进国度的。
To bring people into the kingdom.
所以有人讲呢，主呼召他的时候，他正在撒网。
Some say that the Lord called him when he was casting out his net.
但是主没有把建造的工作 交给彼得。
But God didn't give the work of edifying and building up to Peter.
结果呢，主得着了保罗。
But rather he received Paul.
保罗是个支帐篷的。
Paul was someone who
was built up. 是把那个原材料把它变成可以支搭起来立体的，可以住的帐篷。
He took the materials and created them into tents that you could live in.
所以他讲建造。
So he was the one that talks about building up.
彼得和保罗之间有没有难处呢？
Were there conflicts between Paul and Peter?
照着人看呢，他们应该有一点点的，对不对
？From a human perspective, they probably should have.
因为到了哥林多教会，有人就说了：“保罗算什么？我是属彼得的。”
Some might have said that, "Who is Paul? I belong to Peter."
也有哥林多的弟兄姊妹讲：“我是属亚波罗的。”
Or some in Corinth said that I belong to Apollos.
保罗说：“不，你们都错了。”
But Paul said, "No, all of you are wrong."
我们做工的人有为你钉十字架。
Are any of us the ones that were nailed on the cross for you?
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见了保罗跟彼得之间，他们虽然功用不同，他们目的都是为着神的满足，叫做教会。
Paul and Peter also they had different functions. It was all for the fulfillment of the church in God.
所以保罗寻道以后，彼得也要寻道了。他特别留下嘱咐的话，我们弟兄保罗所说的东西比较深奥。难懂，但是请你们务必要读。
After Paul was martyred and before Peter was, he said that although the words of Paul may be mysterious and hard to understand, you must understand them.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们看见工人与工人之间的那个配搭显出的合一。
We can see the union in the workers working together.
那么工人与教会之间也有正常的关系，也有。不正常的关系。
There's also the normal and abnormal relationship between the workers and the church.
正常的关系你就看见了，那个工人呢得着教会的扶持，那么教会得着教工人的供应。
The normal relationship is that the workers receive the support from the church and the people are supplied by the workers.
所以呢，腓立比的教会和保罗他的同工们之间呢是一个正常的关系。
The church in Philippi had this normal relationship with Peter and his workers.
你看保罗才到腓立比一传福音，这吕底亚一家得救了，他就强迫保罗和他同工到他家去住。
With Paul and his co-workers, and when he spoke, the family Lydia was saved, and they asked Paul to live with them.
以后保罗无论到哪里去工作呢，都在腓立比教会的纪念和供应的底下。
And no matter where Paul went out, he was under the support, supply of the church in Philippi.
所以保罗说我的劳苦，你们是和我一同劳苦的人。
And Paul says that you are those that are working and suffering together with me.
但是哥林多的弟兄姊妹啊，保罗在他们中间住了一年半。
But for the church in Corinth, Paul stayed with them for a year and a half.
保罗第二次要去的时候，都心里恐惧战惊啊。
But before he went the second time, he was a fear and trembling.
为什么呢？因为哥林多的弟兄姊妹跟保罗的关系不正常。
This is because he had an abnormal relationship with them.
这告诉我们说，他们对于这个合一的意念是不清楚。
It means that they weren't clear on this idea of his union.
他们有这个道理上悟性的领会，没有属灵。
They have the knowledge and understanding, but not the reality and the spirit.
所以他们觉得保罗的这个其貌不扬的，这我们这个没有见面，你的书信言语很沉重嘛。但是你来了以后，又其貌不扬。
And they felt that Paul had all these harsh words in his letters, but it wasn't the same when he came.
弟兄姊妹们，教会在地上，主赐给我们一，主也期盼我们达到。那个在真道上同归于一，在认识神儿子的经历上同归于一。
God has given us His benefit in the church, and He wants us to have union, in knowing Him and knowing His Son.
每一个重生得救神的儿女们，若是我们认识，我们的聚会生活不是不会有学习和难处。
If we are saved in our church life, we will still have lessons and hardships.
但是因着有主的话语，我们里面是明亮的。
But because we have the words of God, we're enlightened inside.
我们知道该怎么样接受主的带领的制作。
We know how to accept the word and the guiding leading of God.
那么接下来我们再讲一个点，教会的特性。
Next point of the characteristic of the church.
我们读五章二十五节到三十七节。
We'll read from 5:25-27.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，
为教会舍己，
要用水借着道
把教会洗净，成为圣洁，
可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污皱纹的美丽的地，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。在这里我们看见神不仅在拣选我们的时候就预定我们在他面前成为圣洁没有瑕疵。
Here we see that even though God already chose us and predestined us to be holy and blameless.
那么今天在时间中主带领我们和他在服侍我们，是要我们就是教会成为圣洁没有瑕疵是荣耀的教会。
But now, in time, he wants to guide us so that the church can be holy and without blemish.
这是教会我们要认识的另外一个重要的特点，这跟教会将来建主的面有关系。
This is a different characteristic of the church and has to do with when we meet God.
刚才我们已经谈到圣洁。
We already spoke about being holy.
圣洁它的对面不是不圣洁。
The opposite of holy is not holy.
圣洁的相反词啊，在圣经里面的意念就是凡俗。
The opposite of holy in the Bible is
common.
Is common ordinary.
Yeah, 就是 common. 我们在地上所有有气息的人，除了道成肉身神的儿子耶稣基督以外。
And for all the humans on earth except for Jesus Christ.
所有亚当族类的后裔都是凡人。
That all descendants of Adam are common people.
都是不圣洁的生命。
That they are not the holy life.
因为从始祖犯罪以后，那个违背神那个罪的咒诅已经在人性里面。
Because from when the first man sinned, the rebellion against God is in people.
唯有神的儿子到地上来的时候，他是完全不同的。
Only when the Son of God came to the earth that he was completely different.
所以在希伯来原文在希腊文里面讲到圣洁的时候，它都有一个意思，就是完全的分别，是 total separation, separate.
And so the original meaning of Hebrew and Greek holy also means the total complete separation.
对，这种分别不是空间距离上分开很远。
It's not a physically separated distance.
而是完全在性质上面的完全的不同。
But that its nature and character is completely different.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚讲到一开头教会是属天的。
We said that the church is heavenly.
这天里面就带着圣洁的心。
And that it, because it's heavenly, it has this holiness.
到教会达到成全，能够被献给基督做他的心腹的时候，他必须是在这个点上完成。
And in order for the church to be ready as a bride for Christ, it has to be perfect in this.
所以今天我们明天要讲到道路的时候，我们在实行上面每一个点，我们要求主让我们被分别出来。
So we talk about the way of the church, we have to be set apart on every single aspect.
圣洁里面是没有瑕疵的。
And there is no blemish in holiness.
是透亮的。
That is completely
clear
and glorious.
而这个荣耀啊，你知道从旧约到新约多次谈到荣耀。
And it talks about glory many times in the Bible.
有许多神的仆人们来解释荣耀在肉身中怎么出现。
Many have explained what it means for glory to appear in our honor.
我有一次听一个弟兄他讲啊，以西结书把这个荣耀啊，去做了一个最具体的说明。
And I heard brother talk about how Ezekiel has the best description of this glory.
以西结书第一章我们看见，在以西结30岁那一年呢，他看见了异象。
And chapter one talks about when he was 30, he saw a vision.
他看见了天开了。
He saw the heavens open.
他看见了。在天与地中间有四活物。
And that between heaven and earth there were
four living creatures. 他的全原来的他没有讲到 creature, 就四个活的生命的东西。
In other words, just four living things there.
然后讲到那个四活物边上有轮转动的轮子。
And there were the rotating wheels on each side.
神在地上行动借着这四活物。
And that God was moving in the world with these four living creatures.
换句话说，神的行动是受生命的这个推动的，是约束的。
It shows that the work of God was pushed forward by these living things.
他看完这个以后，他再看的时候，上面有宝座。
After seeing this, he saw the throne.
宝座上面有一位好像人子的形状坐在那里。
There was someone like a son of man sitting in the throne.
他就讲，这就是神的荣耀。
He said that this is the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，神的荣耀是借着坐在宝座上那一位他的生命彰显出来。
The glory of God is manifested in the life of the one sitting on the throne.
而这个生命借着地上的教会往前走，显出荣耀来。
And that this life can reveal its glory by the church on earth moving forward.
这叫做圣洁。
This is what it means to be holy.
如果达到完全的时候，叫做没有瑕疵。
And this is accomplished and it's without blemish.
弟兄姊妹，我想在这个点我就讲这么多。
I'll stop here for this point.
我盼望弟兄姊妹回去啊，我们自己能够从里面看见主已经把这个给我。
I hope that when we go home, we can see that God has already given this to us.
然后把我们洗得洁净了，用水借着他的话语啊，那个话语是 rhema 这个字。
That He's already cleansed us clean and given us His words, which is rhema.
这 rhema 就是你可以听见的声音。
Rhema is the sound, the
voice,
the voice you can hear.
是 spoken word.
It's spoken word.
那个 logos 是写下来的文字。
Logos is the written word.
弟兄姊妹，所以每一个人的生命的长进。教会的长进，在每一个时代是有新鲜活泼神的话语。
Every person and church growth is through the new and living words.
我们读旧约圣经，看见哪一个世代的，如果神的言语稀少，那个时代就是属灵的黑暗。
When we look at history, we see that they lack God's words and they are living in spiritual darkness.
当神的话语清楚明亮出来，得着神儿女们的接受和降服的时候。
When God's words are enlightened and His people accept them,
神的工作就往前去，
then His work can move forward,
荣耀就彰显出来，
and glory is revealed.
所以在这个时代，弟兄姊妹们，我们特别要求主向我们说这个时代该说的话。
And so we have to ask God for the words He wants spoken in this time.
那么还有水吗？
And also water.
他说用水借着道把教会洗得洁净。
That with water and word the church is cleansed.
这个水有一点讲究。
And this is very particular water.
我年轻的时候听弟兄们讲啊，这个水是指着基督的生命说。
And I heard that this water refers to the life of Christ.
有一次我就请教江弟兄关于圣经怎么写的问题。
Once I asked Brother Kwong about what this water means.
他说如果在一句话里面呢，你不能上一个词啊，你灵意解，下一个词啊，你字意解。
And he said that you can't have the same word with different translations,
interpretations. One is literal interpretation. The other is spiritual. 这个 allegory, 不能这样。所以你看啊，底下道啊，就是属这个时代向我们说话。
And that this way is what God is speaking to us in this time period.
所以这个水你就不能去 allegorize 啊，就是水。
And so
那这个水指着什么意思说的？
You can't allegorize this water then, so what is this water referring to?
我要讲一下，跟约翰福音第三章讲，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，那两个都是指着字意说的。
And John says that if you are not born of the water and spirit,
你就不能重生。
And you cannot be born again.
所以重生有两个条件，一个要有水。
So there are two conditions.
就是你要进到水里面，不是光那个水，那个水要代表的是基督和他的工作的意义。
And then you have to go into the water, which represents Christ and His work.
那个水就是啊，我站在水里面的时候，我承认我信基督，我已经与他同死。
And when I stand in the water, I say that I belong to Christ. I've already died with Him.
死了的人才埋葬，对不对？如果你只说我信耶稣，但是我不知道我要与他同死，你就不愿意被埋葬。
That only dead people are buried. If you don't acknowledge that you also die with them, then you wouldn't want to be buried.
难怪有些弟兄姊妹，因为他要受浸前呢，我们没有讲清楚，所以到水里面他就不一直要起来，不要掉到水底下，然后受浸弟兄就给他摁下去，再摁一遍。
Some people may not have been clear about what baptism means, and they're trying to keep up out of the water.
他站起来就问你为什么刚才问我那么多事，我把人埋葬了。
The brother might try to push them in the water, and then they wonder about it when they come up.
我死了，我埋葬了。
And then so that I died, I was buried.
所以教会在真理上要讲清楚。
People have to be very clear on this.
为什么要浸呢？而不是洒水。
Why are we baptized and not just sprinkled with water?
浸过以后才洒。
Because you are only
before you sprinkle the water, you need to be baptized, immerse in the water. 这是讲到我们取用基督功效的方式，但是神基督救赎的功效必须在真理上面才显出来。
In order for the work of a salvation to be done, it has to be in the truth.
所以这个水啊。就是当主向我们说话的时候，我们的顺服，我们愿意向自己死，接受耶稣基督。
And so this water is our submission when the Lord speaks to us that we're willing to die to ourselves.
你发现啊，我们的侍奉就改变了。
And then our service seems to change.
我来聚会的态度也改变了。
Our attitude for the gathering changes.
以前我们聚会呢是跟主斤斤计较，我不能早到五分钟，这样子太便宜了。
Before we might negotiate.I can't come 5 minutes earlier.
现在呢，我被主修正了以后，我早早的就到聚会里面了。
But now, after being corrected by God, I come very early to the gathering.
今天聚会好不好，跟我的预备好不好有关系。
And whether the gathering is good is based on how well I prepared.
当我们有这样态度上的改变，弟兄姊妹，你发现不知不觉别人就发现你跟以前完全不同。
When our attitude changes in this way, it seems like we are also a completely different person.
这一般奉主名的聚会跟别的聚会完全不一样。
That this gathering in His name is very different than other gatherings.
他们尊主为圣。
That they're willing that
sanctify the Lord.
Sanctify by the Lord.
他们也被 sanctify. 他们 first they sanctify the Lord, 把主看成，所以他不随便乱称主的名了。
That they don't call His name randomly, but they sanctify the Lord.
在他们态度上有改变，然后他们的实际流露出来。
And their attitude is changing, their reality also comes from it.
因此呢，这是教会的特性。
This is the uniqueness of the church.
因此教会这个特性，我们才显出教会该有的功能。
Through this, then we can live out the true function of the church.
我简单的讲，教会的功用啊，我把的经文读一下，我的时间就到了。
I'll read the verses about the function of the church.
以弗所书第三章第九节到第十一节。
Ephesians 3:9-11.
好，第八节读起。我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典。叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这是造神从万事以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
For me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ.
这一段圣经十一节，我们昨天讲到，教会乃是神在时间中所经营、所建造、所工作的那个目的。
And we talked about how the church is the what God has already redeemed and built up His purpose.
那么第九节里面讲到，在时间中的教会乃是神来完成他整个工作计划中的器皿。
And also that the church is what God uses to accomplish, the vessel He uses to accomplish His work.
比如说在摩西的时代，以色列人他们扮演的神在那个时代工作中的那个器皿。
And like how the vessel that God used in the Israelites during Moses' time.
大卫那个时代扮演了神国度的那个器皿。
And then in David's time, we saw the vessel of God's kingdom.
在被掳归回，又有他们的功用。
And also when the captives returned, they had their use.
神把他自己心中的秘密，他那个计那个目的所执行的计划，都敞开向我们看见。
God reveals the mystery and the function of all His work and plan.
就是在这第九节说的，叫我们明白这个神里面的奥秘是如何安排。
So that we can see the administration of His mercy.
这个安排，我们姊妹这个 administration 就是神行政的行动，他要我们参与。
He wants us to take part in how His ministry is administered.
弟兄姊妹们，在希腊原文里面，这个字有一个字，它有一个意义叫做 fellowship， 或者叫做 participation。
And in the Greek words, it also means a fellowship or participation.
那么这个时代，教会就承担这个责任。
And then now this church bears this responsibility.
我们感谢神的，我们与基督之间的关系。
We thank God that with our relationship with Christ,
决定我们在这个时代属灵的功用。
It determines our spiritual function in this time period.
第一个奉主的名的聚会，如果认识教会的意义。
If a gathering in His name understands the meaning of the church,
所有弟兄姊妹和我们的主之间的关系是亲密的。
Then all the brothers and sisters have an intimate relationship with God.
是直接的。
In a very direct one.
弟兄姊妹。这一个聚会所显出来属灵的功用就大了。
And we can see the great spiritual function of this church.
反过来说。
But on the other hand,
如果我们人很多，但是我们跟主之间都是客观的关系。
If we have a lot of people, we're all very distant from God.
教会就失去它属灵的作用。
Then the church loses out on its spiritual function.
我想我们今天就停在这
里。I think we'll stop here.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主聚会会结束。
Lord, your gathering may end.
愿你圣灵的工作和解释继续在我们的心中。
But may your spirit continue to work and make us understand.
主啊，让我们明白父在你里面为我们所定的旨意有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And so we understand how abundant and glorious the will the Father has destined in us is.
好叫我们的心不仅充满了感谢。
And so our hearts are not only full of thankfulness.
我们也愿意在地上遵行父的旨意。
But we're willing to obey the Father's will.
听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.